audio article sponsored by the Springing the Blues Festival April 5th through 7th in Jacksonville Beach. More at springingtheblues.com. A 23-year vet Yestin served 5 Iraq tours, supporting Special Forces, Airborne, and Air Assault units during 5 tours in Iraq, 1 in Afghanistan, and another in Kuwait. First Sergeant Timothy Yestin, retired, did everything an infantryman would do in addition to his maintenance and logistics roles. People don't realize when you are in a support unit, you also become an infantryman and must defend your own perimeter and unit at the same time, so you can make it home, explained Yestin. When Yestin graduated from high school in Lake Wells, Florida, in 1998, he immediately joined the Army and started learning how to maintain all double-axle troop and equipment carriers as a major assembly diesel mechanic at Aberdeen Proving Grounds, Maryland. For 23 years, Yestin would not only ensure the heavy equipment and trucks kept rolling, but would also provide logistic support to the ground troops, in temporary tent camps or on base, to do their jobs. During his 7 deployments, he answered to 6 duty stations, including Camp Hovey, Korea; Fort Hood, Texas; Dex Heum, Germany; Fort Drum, New York; Fort Bliss, Texas; and Fort Campbell, Not. Providing life support for our infantrymen, everything from bullets to fuel, was why we were also key targets, said Yestin. The amount of direct and indirect fire was constant, so we had to be incessantly on high alert mission while also seeking out and destroying the enemy. In 2010, while in Iraq for the 4th time, Yestin was a platoon sergeant in charge of patrolling northern Iraq and conducting checkpoint inspections, partnering with the Iraqi police to ensure terrorists were not getting through with bomb-making materials. In 2004, at Fort Drum, New York, he was an instructor at the Non-Commissioned Officer NCO Academy, where he trained soldiers to become non-commissioned officers. NCO school prepares technical sergeants to be professional, war-fighting soldiers and warriors who can manage and lead units in their respective areas. By far the most life-altering incident happened to Yestin during his first deployment to Iraq. Riding in a truck in Baghdad with his best friend, Smitty, sitting beside him, the vehicle got hit with an eye and the shrapnel went through the windshield, killing his friend instantly. Being so young and naive, it woke me up to how fragile life is, what we were doing and why, at that time, said Yestin. I've lost several friends in deployments, but he was my best friend and he was always the positive light in the room. In a way of honoring his friend, Yestin is most proud of working with Warrant Officer Chief Swanson, who created a protective shield for inside the turrets of gun trucks, by installing these shields. We outfitted both Army and Marine trucks with these protective shields that are placed where the weapon system and gunner sits, said Yestin. This was in 2008 in Iraq with the 10th Mountain Division. The shields, which are 5 inches thick and still used today, saved many gunners' and crews' lives. Yestin also got to witness a wonderful success story for an Iraqi child and his family. I had an opportunity to become close friends with a child I befriended in Baghdad with my various tours, seeing him grow from 9 to 17 years old. He spoke perfect English, was a young go-getter trying to sell DVDs to soldiers to make money. He ended up going to college in the U.S. and now works for Microsoft in Austin, Texas, with his entire family also with him. When you see this kind of success story, it's what it's all about. It reminds me that what we did had value, it was not in vain. As a first sergeant in charge of operations, a senior enlisted advisor to the company commander, and an enlisted manager for all 200 soldiers in his organization, it was a natural fit for Yestin to earn a BA degree in Human Resources Management from Strayer University. After he retired, he applied the counseling and leadership skills learned in the military working as an HR assistant for the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, for a while until he followed the call that had been tearing at his heart since his friend died sitting next to him. While attending Mosaic Church in Clarksville, Tennessee, he studied at Valor Christian College to become an ordained licensed pastor so he could lead and coach the student worship division of the church. Enjoying his duties, the last thing he wanted to do was leave, but when his wife got a great job opportunity in Jacksonville, he wanted to support her the same way she supported him all those years. This was in the summer of 2023, and Yestin now has a new career as Assistant Operations Manager for Right to Work Corporation. Here he works with vets and the disabled, providing guidance, supervising the project managers working with the stocking crews of commissaries in Naval Base Mayport, FAA in Hillard, Florida, and Fort Benning, Georgia. Witnessing all that he has, Yestin reflects on his deep gratefulness in being an American and how alike all folks throughout the world really are. In Afghanistan, people lived in mud huts and walked around barefoot, but every time we saw children, they always had a smile on their faces and wanted to play and give hugs. We all want the same things in life, no matter where you are, for our families to be happy and successful. The bond that I experienced in service wasn't affected by any cultural or philosophical issues, said Yestin. There are more than 2,000 soldiers that still contact me today via social media or by phone. We all experienced some very tough times, but we survived, which makes our bond unbreakable.